This is The Right Connection. This podcast is designed to help you choose the right words and stories in your business content to create authentic connections with prospects, clients, partners, and colleagues. Now the host of The Right Connection, Catherine Burrows.
Hello, and welcome to The Right Connection. So we're talking right now about the five myths holding you back from writing your book. Last time, in part one of my five-part series, I shared how the money myth had been keeping me from writing my own book. And I told you how I was able to shift my thinking about business book ROI from price tag to top of funnel. Today, I'm going to share my experience with the competition myth, but first, some personal updates. We've been working on a strategic plan and updating it for Catherine Burrows Creative as a whole. So there's a lot of that going on in the background, looking at plans and visions that I've had previously and whether those are still the direction that I want to go in or what's changed. I've booked a couple of clients for the fall. I really love that I get to work with such a wide variety of industries. It's almost like being able to change jobs kind of very frequently, almost as often as I would want to, because I never get bored. I'm always learning new things and learning the insights about the industries as well as the people and their particular character and the character of their business. So it's just really, really inspiring to me to always be learning, always be deepening those connections. I spent my first night in our camper trailer this year. Yes, it was in my backyard, but it was still a much needed mental break and a chance to unplug and listen to the sounds of nature. And as you may have noticed in the last one, I'm not sure how much of the bird sounds you can hear in the background, but I have chosen to leave my window open during this five-part series so that you can hear the birds and might hear the really loud, insistent crow of some of our roosters. So yeah, just in the spirit of becoming more authentic, I'm just, you know, letting you have a little bit more of an audio window into my life. So let's get into the competition myth. So when I was thinking about writing my own book, I thought, well, there are so many books out there. Why would anyone read mine? And, you know, I know that it would be well written. I know that the content would be valuable. But it was more about how would it get seen among the competition of all of the other books online, on shelves, on Amazon, wherever you want to think about putting your book. So those places are full of books and the market seems like it's already saturated and that my book would just get lost in the crowd. So the truth is that our business books have an excellent chance of being read by the right people, our ideal clients, when we promote our books directly to those ideal clients. So while Amazon does carry over 33 million titles, less than 1% of Canadian businesses are publishing a book in any given year. And yes, I'm in Canada, so I'm giving you Canadian stats. It's probably comparable in other countries, but I don't have the research for those. Few or none of the business books being published in any given year, and remember that's less than 1% of businesses are publishing, and of those 1%, few or none of those books are related to your industry. Few or none of those books are speaking about the same services that you do. Few or none of those books are speaking in the same language that you do, and absolutely none of them are being told from your perspective. So then I thought about how many people really need to read my book when they are the right people. So think about that. Let me ask you, how many people do you think need to read your business book if they're the right people? Do you have an answer? I didn't, and I still don't have an exact number. But I do know that we don't need millions of readers to make an impact. Even when our readers don't become clients, we can still help change the lives of hundreds or even thousands of people. Those people who are open to our ideas and willing to do the work to change themselves and make the world a better place. So if you identify with the competition myth, feel free to head on over to my website and download my 5 Myths ebook, which will give you a good summary of all of the things that I've been talking about in this 5-part series. That's at KatherineBurrowsCreative.com. Next time, I'll be chatting about the content myth. So stay tuned. Thank you for being part of The Right Connection. I hope you found some inspiration for your creativity and that you're able to step more fully into your authentic self as a result of something you heard today. Talk to you next time on The Right Connection.
Thanks so much for listening today. I hope something in today's episode inspired you to tell your own story more creatively. Please join me next time for more about how authentic words and stories create the right connection.
Thanks for listening to The Right Connection. What did you think of the show today? Give us a rating and leave us a comment. If you have a question for Katherine, reach out to her by sending her an email, therightconnection@katherineburrowscreative.com, or visit her website, katherineburrowscreative.com. And don't forget to follow Katherine on social media. Thanks again for listening to The Right Connection.